This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout-out. Crushing that bone. Also joining me in High and Mighty Studios on the new couch, dude, your boy Johnny G can afford a fourth mic, so now I can have three people on the podcast at the same time, and I got the three hosts of the What's Your Sign podcast, comedians and podcasters, Lisa Chanou, Julia Loken, and Stevie Anderson.
Hello.
Sup, shitheads?
Dude, just buy in. These people are fucking monsters. Hell, they're just mouth-breathing fucking lunatics.
Fuck boy, safe space. Fuck boy, safe space.
I'm taking that word back.
Every space is a fuck boy, safe space.
These days. It's so hard not to say Anderson. Like Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. We've been expecting you.
Yes, fucking the guy from The Matrix.
Yeah, my dad has seen zero movies. Like, 1999 was a horrible year for him, just because every single human was like, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
He's like, I don't understand. What is this tone? What is this tone of voice? Did you just see some internet hacker unveiled that Neo's license, like his driver's license, expires September 11th, 2001?
Oh,
what?
My God.
What, dude?
Hackers. Are you a hacker? Well, I watch The Matrix a lot.
And I screenshot that one scene.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm a little bit of a hacker.
Dang.
Yeah, but the question is, when did Neo's pilot license get officiated? That's the question.
Ooh, hackers, sound off in the comments below.
We should just do a vlog. We should do a beauty blog, I feel like. That's what it sounds. Sound off below if you like these face masks. I've been watching too many beauty things because I listened to a recent episode of Reply All, and it got me like plugged into like these beauty bloggers. I'm talking too much.
We like makeup,
yeah,
I think.
Like, like that. I just watched one of those Facebook videos where it was like, a husband makes fun of his wife doing a beauty vlog, and everyone's like, oh, it's so hilarious. And I was like, this is not hilarious. I was like, you mean someone's husband is an asshole about his wife's passion project in the suburbs? Yeah. Like, fuck you, dude.
Wife goes to husband's hedge fund office and pretends to be him for I'm on a computer.
One of the things he was like, I can hear my wallet emptying, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
She probably works too, so like, fuck all the way off. She's getting those ad spaces, you know, like,
even if she doesn't,
he likes the way she looks, so fuck off.
I like that cartoonish 90s stand-up perspective of marriage. Like, I love just being like, yeah, my wife, she spends a fortune, and all she cares about is how she looks. It's like, what the fuck, who cares about that shit?
You mean like Meninism, like pre-AD AB Meninism?
Whoa.
Yeah, Married with Children is like the main.
Yes, like King of Queens.
Where it's like, it's Katie Sagal, you moron. Like, how are we even trying to pass that she's like,
I know,
I'm
she's
annoying.
An
and it's
absolute
like,
absolute smoke show.
And like, leopard print, everything. Are you joking?
Got it. Yeah. She fucked me up for life, like her entire style. I was like, now I only like older women with big hair and insane outfits.
Hey.
It's true. My wife's 2 months older than me, so that counts.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say she was 2 months old, and I was going to be like, oh, wow.
My wife's 2 months old. She just recently had a rebirthing ceremony. She was born again, so she's technically 2 months old.
Whoa.
Forgive me. It's the loophole I've been waiting for.
It's like those like leap year people, like the people born on leap year.
Actually, I'm only five.
And it's like, ugh.
Sick. Get the fuck out of my house.
Actually, before your age, you could go fuck yourself.
Uh-oh, right. Arthur getting brave.
Oh. Arthur.
Arthur likes the female energy.
Trying to be silenced over here.
Arthur, what are you doing with that bone? Stop.
He's, ladies, knock it off, all right? He's on full patrol. I wonder if he's trying to figure out how to get off the couch.
He probably is.
Is Arthur male identifying?
Yes, okay. He's male identified, but he is very woke. I would say. You okay, bud? You're tangled?
Oh, yeah. He's like...
Not to be absolutely distracted, but he's having like a little bit of a...
There you go.
It's okay. He just wants the option to roam, which is 100%
fair. Well, now he's going to come back and it's going to be...
And now he wants back. Yeah. Oh, bye. What an angel.
Guys, I met you on your podcast, the What's Your Sign podcast.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was so nice to meet the craft in person. And
That's the best compliment we've ever gotten.
Well, it was really funny. I was like, oh, it's like we're going to talk horoscopes. I go in and it's three women and you guys are like...
just sitting around a table with candles yeah. lit.
Mister, we are the weirdos.
I don't know. We're pretty tame. I've been listening to a lot more like witchy stuff lately, and one of them was just like a whole podcast about free bleeding, and ooh. I was like, "All right, we're." I was like, oh, "I'm all about it." But
hey, some technology's not awful, like, guys.
You know, so, I don't know.
I get it. Put your smartphones away, but we don't necessarily need to go full caveman. Eliminate greens from your diet is one thing, but free bleeding's a lot.
Oh,
you can't have a white couch.
I've been gluten free for like 2 weeks.
How is that?
It's you have to buy all the expensive supplements, like all the fake breads and things, but once you have it, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be able to wear these actual denim jeans and not stretch denim jeans for the first time in my life.
Preacher, choir. My doctor said to me, he's like, oh, do you have a gluten allergy? I'm like, oh, mate, because I was like describing what my bowels, like how terrible my mornings are. And he's like, you might have a gluten allergy. I'm like, how would I find out? He's like, quit gluten and then see how you do. And then I was off gluten for like 4 weeks and I was like, fuck, I have a gluten allergy. I didn't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
to some tiny degree.
Well, it's all stuff that we're not probably supposed to be eating anyways. And some people I just can hang more than others.
I think it's
others.
Super processed too. Yeah. Like, it's just not good for you.
And the same thing with like lactose. Like, you know, we're maybe not all supposed to have that, but we can tolerate. We are the only species that drinks food made for other baby species. You
Ew.
Know what I mean? Like, there's no like, you know, we don't have like, you know, goats aren't drinking cow. I guess cats drink milk in movies.
And that's
I've
it.
Never seen anyone put down a bowl of milk for a cat. Is
only,
that something?
Yeah. Only in movies.
Only
for
in movies,
sure.
Because
I was about to be like, oh, I have. And then I was like, oh, it's in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Case made. Okay.
I've only seen it in Batman Forever.
Is it Catwoman?
Yeah. Yes.
And she's like, I'm lactose intolerant.
She's like, you don't want to see my bowel movements tomorrow.
My litter box is a mess.
It's full bats. It's time to empty it.
Ooh, do you have the clumping litter?
Terrible word.
Yes.
Great.
Clumping?
Clumping. Yeah. No, litter's a great word. Clumping, on the other hand.
Gross.
But I had such a blast talking to you guys. I'm going to keep steering it back to astrology.
That's
once
fair.
Every 8 minutes. Because it was. I think it's something that we all hear about but don't know where it stems from. And that's why I think a lot of people brush it off as like, well, whatever. It's just like religion or, you know, it's not science. It's not this. It's not that. Oh, it's just someone can write whatever they want. But when the way you guys explained it to me, also watch... I'm a diehard fan of anything that has like a lot of rules and like information, as you could tell by the High and Mighty Studios, big D&D person. And like the way you guys talk about like, ooh, actually though, his war sign is on the sun side or whatever. And I'm like, this is the kind of shit I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So listening to you guys talk about that, I was mesmerized. I was like, you got to come on High and Mighty to discuss this.
Did you dig into astrology after you came on our pod?
No, but I read every time, rather than tapping through people's stories or blowing past anything about Aquarius, I did read it all just to keep like, more confirmation bias flying, because I was like, let's just see, because the way you guys talked about both Aquarians and Scorpios, and my wife's a Scorpio, I was like, they're not these. This is weirdly a lot is correct.
Yeah.
I just came from a bachelorette party where I was like low key reading charts, but I also was like kind of on one where I was like, I normally get paid to do this, so I'm not gonna like really read your charts. But I
everyone's
gonna...
like, thanks for coming.
I know. It's like, normally this would cost you a fortune, but no, but one of the girls was like, I was trying to explain like what a natal chart was. And she was like, well, what do you mean? Like, you know, you were looking at the stars when you were born and that has an influence. And we were like literally on a beach while it was happening. And I was like, you know how the moon makes the ocean work? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure stars had nothing to do with you when you were born, you know. But I was like, just because she was like, she said something and I was like, just because you can't remember something or you don't like consciously know it doesn't mean that it didn't have an influence on your upbringing or whatever. Like, you don't know what kind of formula your mom fed you, but that probably led right. to something down the line. So I was just like, really, really coming
letting
off of
her
a, like,
have
oh, I'm feeling combative as fuck.
I love when people like, I feel like I get it a lot because I'm kind of like a bitchy persona.
For someone to say that about themselves means God help what other people say
truly,
about you. If you're like, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a kind of bitchy persona means I would love to hear from with HR what says.
No, I'm for sure a bitch. And I think
upgraded already.
She's the astrology queen of mean. It has been declared, voted on.
She calls herself that so we can call her a bitch.
Yeah, totally. But I feel like I get a lot of people coming up to me being like, oh, yeah, like you think. Yeah. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, I don't care if you listen to our podcast. Like,
it's so weird that people have that attitude. It's like, I don't care for this. She believes it. I have to prove her otherwise. And it's like, but if you don't care for it, then what does it matter?
I mean, I think some of it is sexism, like, to be straight for up. Sure. Like, I think a lot of it is like,
it is. This is so gender bi, you know, yeah, it's like, so like, oh, OK, yeah, the lady's got to go figure out their horoscope.
Oh, sorry, the moon's at it again.
The moon's making them all free bleed for some reason. So, I mean, we love haters. Like, that's like part of our like podcast description. It's for lovers and haters, newbies and old pros, just because no one knows everything. And that's the great thing about astrology, too, is like no one knows everything at all. But we have all this evidence from ancient Babylonian shit that it's kind of been like, well, yeah, a lot of Aries do have these traits. Interesting that people born in the spring, a time of fresh starts and a time of taking charge, a lot of people born in this time period might have these traits. But also, if you don't relate to that, you have other planets in your chart too. Like, that's why it's like, it's not just your sun sign. We talk about that a lot on our pod. Like, there's so much more. And that's
sun sign's the one that's traditional, like, that everyone knows when they go to magazines or whatever. Yeah.
That's your birthday. Your sun was like, if it's in the month of May, you're either a Taurus or a Gemini. Like, that's the breakdown. But then you have all these other placements that can affect your emotions and how you talk to people and how you want to fuck and how you want to be kissed and how you want to, like, you know, follow the rules or how you want to break the rules. So everything comes together to make who you are.
Duh.
But yeah, it's funny because, like, it has that weird same attitude that, like, atheists have about religion, where they're like, they've got to be anti-religion. They don't have to just be, I don't believe it. They have to be, like, anti. And that's, I feel like you get that with horoscopes. And I've, like, come around a little bit on religion in general. And I feel like if people are happy talking about whatever, if it makes them, when it's like Christianity is being wielded as a weapon to like eliminate civil rights from people, that's a fucking problem. That's when religion's a problem.
Yeah.
But when it's like making, you know, countless people just feel okay about death and life, and it's like, well, then let's maybe not rag them for that.
I think people just also don't like people like having a good time or like genuinely liking something or like because I feel like the same thing. I was thinking of the religion example, but also like sports. There's so many people who are like, oh, you like sports ball? Oh, did you watch the match today or whatever? And it's like, I think the people who are like super in, like, of course, there's like a place where it's like, all right, you're a fucking chill loser. But also, it's like, if you like it, cool, who cares? Like, what? It doesn't.
I know. Whenever the Twitter dorks come ramping out around the Super Bowl, what's everyone talking about? You know? Are there a group of giants fighting eagles somewhere? And you're like,
oh,
fuck
God.
You. It's like, no one, meatheads, like, sports fans aren't going on Twitter being like, what's everyone talking about Atlanta winning best writing? You know what I mean? Like, people are like, well, you know, you don't see like sports fans roasting the Tonys.
Yeah.
But then it's like the people who are allegedly bullied in the, hierarchy of life of society. They're like, oh, sports ball. You're dumb because you like other people's sports. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, it's being vulnerable. Because I think when you can like a sports team and really like lose your yourself in the momentum. I mean, I went to the last Dodgers game. I went to, you guys know, because no one, my section was silent as fuck, and I was like, you guys, I've never been to a game where they lost. Like, we gotta get the fuck up right here. Like, I'm slamming seats. I was like, come on. come on, like, wake up. It's like the eighth inning. Like, let's do this thing. And everyone around was like, finally, like, then fucking, who was it? What's this guy? Who fucked Rihanna?
Kemp.
Kemp hit a like three slam home run, and then everyone got up and started cheering. And I was like, oh, what? So you need someone to prove that they're worthy of your like admiration to get up. And then the best thing was this dad next to me was like, you are a true Dodger fan. You did it right.
And, but Mrs. it, Anderson.
But it goes with vulnerability. It's like, I'm going to like put my all in like hoping something happens and like feeling good about something and rooting for a side. And the same thing with astrology. It's like, is it full blown predictive, and is it gonna like, should you not talk to any Geminis? Well, maybe, but like, no, should you really? Like, probably not. It's opening yourself up to the unknown and having some, you know, celestial influence into your life. So I think just people just don't want to be wrong too. Yeah.
Right. That's the other thing, is that if astrology ends up being tried and like very like
scientific
objectively
method,
true, yeah, like proven to be true, mm-hmm. so many people will be and I think that's part of religion too,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. and part of people holding on to their religious beliefs too is the like you just don't want to know that something, yeah.
I will say, I was at a wedding this weekend and there were multiple Eagles chants happening. One of them was during the ceremony.
What? Oh yeah, and, I see that.
Yeah.
So I heard that. Heard that giant drop.
We're doing a hat change.
My head is swollen.
I don't care about the football at all, but right. It was fun that people were just like getting up and shouting their team or like being silly at
it
a wedding.
It is fun to have like a rivalry. It's fun, yeah, to have like sports is like a safe rivalry for you to be like, fuck you, Dallas. You know? Uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, okay. Well
and that's, yeah, even astrology. It's like a fun way to stereotype people.
Right, because it is
like low key, high key.
Yeah, like Eagles fans threw fucking batteries at Santa is something that like that, like Giants fans always say, even though we famously threw snowballs at the team and like the Giants fans got in huge trouble too. But we loved, there's a jail at Lincoln Field. That was like the big thing we'd always say. These Philly fans are such monsters. They got, and I'm a Yankees fan too, so then we have the Red Sox rivalry and the Pats rivalry, and that's like exactly, you could stereotype Boston fans, you can stereotype mm-hmm. Geminis, and it's sort of like safe because it's like, what does this really mean? You're not just like, Koreans are like blank,
yeah, yeah, right, that's where racism true racism, yeah, people are like, no one got internet trolls out, no, please don't. But
I think people also are like disappointed that their thing isn't popular too.
Yeah, but then
sense.
There's that's a double edged sword, because
when
you're
then they get mad when it's popular or whatever.
When
but
your
it's
thing
like
gets
the,
too popular,
it's,
yeah,
like the also like angry that's like someone isn't saying that their thing is like cool and special, or that they're special for liking a thing, right, or whatever. Like people are like, it's like a, it's double edged sword of recognition and also wanting to be just like left alone, kind of. But I think people are always just acting out of like,
I definitely fall on the other edge. Like when people fucking ask me shit in public, I'm like, come on, dude. I'm not at work right now. I don't want to read your chart.
Well, that's a different thing. That's someone like not, I feel like that's a disrespect of like the
that's
validity.
That's like saying like
of,
be funny right,
yeah,
now.
But it's, yeah. I think that, yeah, so that happens
joke.
A lot with, if you tell someone that you are a comedian, that they'll be like, oh, tell me a joke. And you're like, I'm not, yeah, I'm also not at work right now.
The
that's
only other people
how,
that happens to is medical professionals too. Cause it's like, oh,
wait,
I'm
I have
a doctor.
This thing.
It's like, yeah, well, my shoulder is so
they
bad.
Should
can
have to do that though.
Blister on my dick?
They make so much money.
That's also a,
some comedians do too. But you know, like I think
very few.
I think you have to articulate that you're not Kevin Hart, yeah, when someone asks you to tell a joke.
I bet Kevin Hart will tell you a joke.
That's why he gets paid as much as he does.
Shit, maybe I should be fucking making the Vons checkout guy laugh more.
You're telling people at Vons that you're a comic?
They're like, what do you do for a living, sir? Because you keep asking everyone for change.
I feel like I've almost said I'm a comic at the Comedy Store Vons. There's a Vons on like Virgil and Sunset. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Virgil and Sunset. Like that weird
like
corner
that
where
fountain,
like the Vista
sunset.
Is.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that thing where it's like no man's land. But you can always, you'll, at any time you go there, there is always another comedian there. But there is like a late night checkout guy who is trying so hard to to like slang jokes like so hard, and it's always at like 1 a.m. and you're like, everyone wants to go home. The line is always ridiculously long for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy's just like says the same joke over and over and over again.
Oh, you know that guy is just like at home with his family or with friends, and he's like, dude, I work at the Vons where all the comedians come in, and I'm fucking every night we're chopping it up. I got everyone laughing.
He's like, I'll work the late shift.
He thinks that that's like the working, like working as a door guy. It's like the equivalent thing. It's like the Vons checkout.
Dude, right. I would listen to the Vons checkout podcast because all those, I know that Vons and all those checker outers are quirky as hell.
Yeah, they are.
They need a podcast.
They need Let's bring this over there now.
Let's get Panoply on this.
I get a standard bit
Roman
I do.
Mars. You
do? At the grocery store, whenever I buy a box of wine, they always ask if I need a bag, and I always say, nah, I'm going to drink it on the way home.
Good one.
And it always gets a laugh.
Check out humor.
It always gets a laugh.
There
that's a good
are those
line.
Jokes that just always work that are just, and I think that's where the term dad joke comes from, where it's just a joke where it's like, this is the obvious place to hit them with the fucking lob, you know, like, nice to meet you. Good. My name is John. You know, like,
cashier friendly humor is rooted in any father, any fatherly roots. 100%.
I did one of my favorites, which is whenever someone asks you to like sign something, I always go, anything for the fans. One time we were like on a trip and a family friend heard me and he was like, I think they just needed you to sign the credit card. And I was like, all right, fuck you, Bill. Like, yeah, I know.
That's the hardest when the reality really smashes and someone would just goes like, what fans would you have? And you're like, ow. Shit, I was making a joke, but also, you're right.
Fuck you. You don't have fans either, Bill.
Oh, do I have any go-to jokes? I don't think I do because I'm constantly improvising. I'm giving him something fresh every minute. Me, I don't really do anything twice. I'm bringing fresh material to Vons every week.
You're basically Natalie Portman in Garden State when she does that unique moment where she's dancing around her bedroom. She's like, blah, 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 blah. This is the only time that's ever happened.
That and I force everyone to listen to The Shins. Listen to this. Your life.
That's my favorite dad bit.
Making people listen to The Shins.
I think Shins are like, now that age group is dads.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, they've transferred.
Oh, yeah, that's my age group. So yeah, and most of my friends are dads.
Go dads. One of my favorite recuts of that Garden State, there's a YouTube video of all the Shins songs taken out, and it's all Dave Matthews Band. Highly.
That is so
that's
funny.
Really a fun idea.
Where she's like, do you want to hear it? And then you just hear crash into me. Bam, 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 bam.
That was the violin. That was such an aggressive impression.
Yeah, I know. Dave is like 1/10 that aggressive.
I really genuinely want to go to a Dave Matthews show, not because I like the music, but because everyone like that go. This
You've
is
never
such
been
a,
to one?
No, this is such a good example of like what we were talking about people like genuinely loving something.
Oh,
like,
yes.
People who love Dave Matthews like love.
Unabashed.
Like have gone. I know someone who like doesn't even like concerts that much. She's been to 4 Dave Matthews
shows. I know.
Shows.
And there's like 3 camps of Dave Matthews Band fans. I think one is the don't tell anyone. They don't mention that they're into DMB. Then there's the people who are into DMB who will go, I know. Hit me with it. And then I think there are the people who are like, he's a great musician. Like, it's like too aggressive with it. Where you're like, all right, man. Okay.
I've seen multiple Counting Crows shows. I've also been to Dave Matthews Band concerts.
I've
technically been to one, but I was asleep. It was at Bonnaroo. Like I was asleep.
Someone dragged me in.
I was asleep in a field and like people like walking on my hair and I was like,
no, I went to Bonnaroo for the first time this year. It was
fucking
fantastic. It's great to go when you're 36.
I think
prime music festival age.
Yeah. I think I could only go as like in an air conditioned RV or something. Right. It'd have to be really glampy.
I went like as a performer. So that was like, and that's perfect. The only way I think I could do. I'm so bougie now. I don't think I could do a festival in any other way other than like some sort of VIP treatment, whether I'm paying for it or getting it for free because I'm doing a bullshit podcast during it.
Well, VIP ruined you for every other thing ever again. Like, you're never just gonna buy a regular. I need a seat. Like, that's minimum. If I'm not gonna be VIP, then I want a seated thing. Aisle seat, bathroom is like somewhere near. Beer tent is also
exactly
somewhere near.
And I want like, oh, there's a beer tent here, but there's also a beer tent here with less people for the people who paid more. And I'm like, here, take more money from. My wife and I were just talking about that the other day. We're like, oh, so and so is going to be at the bowl. Should we go? And like she was like, I just want to go and like get great seats though. And I was like, because like she went with friends who had like a box, and she was like, this is the way to do it. And I'm like, well, fuck it, we go so rarely, let's just spend
ball
the
out.
Money. Yeah, let's just ball
what what show can you say?
Well, we were trying because we missed Sylvanesso last time she came, and then we were talking about doing this for Arcade Fire, and then we just dropped the ball on Arcade Fire. Well, they weren't at the ball. Where were they? They were at the somewhere else here.
Somewhere. Yeah, bowl season's coming to, you know, it's coming to a wrap.
Screeching to a halt.
Screeching to a halt. It's a nice place.
Yes.
It's a nice place.
I didn't see anything this year.
I wanted a few things.
Oh, no, I saw Yeah, Yeah, Yeah as an LCD sound system.
I saw Paul Simon. I saw a bunch of old people rocking the fuck out. Like, I was like, this is my future, and I cannot wait for this. All the, like, new Paul Simon songs, like, they knew. They were just doing, like, interpretive dancing. It was just gorgeous.
I felt at Yeah, Yeah, Yeah as an LCD sound system, it was, like, everyone I knew that lived in New York in the 10 years ago.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like, it was just all 35-year-olds who were just, like, it was just young dads, beard city, you know? It was just exactly what you would think it was. And I was like, this is fucking my people.
I saw one there at the Palladium LCD, and it was great. I mean, it was just a fun show.
They're like classic rock now. Yeah. Kind of. There are classic. It's kind of going back to like the Shins being dad rock now. It's like they're like now
what we used to call like indie rock in like the late 90s, early 2000s and mid 2000s, like that Block Party, Arcade Fire, that kind of world has all become like classic. It's like classic. I feel terrible. It's like, got to jam out. Are you going to do Zeppelin or Arcade Fire? Sirius XMU had the other day, which is like the
XMU.
Yeah. Jenny Elisku was like, and don't forget every Wednesday night we'll be playing some of your old favorites. As a matter of fact, let's throw on one right now. This is from Funeral by Arcade. It's like, my God, this is a classic. I fucking listen to this after college.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, it's like almost 20 years. I was just thinking, like, the Strokes' first album came out in like 2001. That's like 20 years almost.
Don't remind me.
I know. Sorry, shitheads.
I mean, think about like when 2008 was.
10 years ago, it was 2000.
10 years ago was Lisa's dying.
I forgot they're called shitheads.
I'm not positive they know they're called shitheads.
They will be after this episode.
I've been calling them that for 200 episodes, and no one's like, they haven't adopted it, really.
They're not wearing the merch.
It's starting to make me think I don't have any listeners.
It's very fun to say,
I'm
I will say
Moscow.
That.
Moscow.
Hashtag shithead nation.
I saw someone, Lisa and I both went to the Eagles concert that just happened.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
And I saw a man.
Dude, not what you think someone would say post we went to the Eagles concert.
We're
huge Eagles fans.
Love
the
Eagles.
What's wrong with you guys? I'm totally on board for horoscopes, but this shit is crossing the line.
This is a polarizing
That's not all that's wrong with us.
Also, I saw a guy like lose his mind when Don Henley played Boys of Summer. Just like was like jumping up and down in a way, like, and he was the only one. We had pretty like high seats, but his wife was like, or lady, I assume they knew each other because he was jumping like on her, like arms flailing in front of the iPad that she had on live.
So many people were Facebook
Live-ing.
iPads. People shoot on iPads now. It's like it's so frustrating to look at a concert.
Dude, we got hilarious. Yelled at the second we got to our seats. Scott and I, someone was in our seats, and we had a drink, but we weren't like drunk. And I was like, should we like tell them like they're in our seats or whatever? And He's like, I don't know, what do we do? I'm like, well, like, are we in the wrong section? Or, you know what, we're just trying to figure it out.
Where are
we? And this guy turns around and goes, I'm trying to enjoy the show. Oh. And I was just like, it doesn't fucking seem like it, dude. It seems like you're trying to have a terrible time right now. It was a nightmare.
I don't like to judge people. You can go and watch your show however you want to watch a show, but I watched someone just like Googling Karen O on their phone the whole time. They're like, yeah. It's like I feel like maybe they were, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they were trying to explain something to the person they were with, but it felt like mostly they were like, went down a rabbit hole about Karen O while she was performing, which is insane to me.
That is insane.
Or they're just like, who are we here to see again?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or they were like, what's her birthday? I bet she's a Scorpio. Like,
oh,
I guess,
getting us back on track.
Well, I feel like I did just look her up, and I think she was a Scorpio.
I would believe that.
She might have been Sag cusping, if I recall, but I can't, you know.
I find I've every once in a while, because my wife, the girl I had a crush on in high school, and my girlfriend before my wife, who I had dated for like 3 years in college, 2 years in college, were all Scorpios.
What?
And I just like every time, and I don't like, it, of course, it's, you know, causation, not correlation or whatever, but at the same time, that's a pattern to.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you can't, it's something to note, something to, you know, journal about. It's something to like, it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's not a type. I'm not like choosing Scorpios because I don't know people's birthdays.
Sure.
Yeah. Or am I? It's not like I'm like, oh, I like big tits and Scorpios. Like, it's hard to like determine.
Well, that is a thing though where it's
I'm
like,
so
it's
woke,
not...
by the way. Hey, this guy, I am a classic dude. Love breasts, bruh.
Tits, but also like intriguing, probing, sensitive, mysterious types, you know? Who just kind of like
Venn diagram is for your boy, right?
Yeah,
here.
Like she's got big tits, but also like exudes other kinds of energies too. You know,
I like milk ducks and water signs. That's about it. Hey.
But let's get back on this. How did you guys individually find? Like, were you fans of astrology growing up? Because my intro to astrology was like 17 in Cosmopolitan magazine and people, and then like eventually hearing that it was in the newspaper and shit like that too.
Yeah,
but I never knew anything about it except like to know your sign also when you got your fake ID, because that was like a bouncer.
Like
that was a bouncer question.
Remember the birthday,
because you can remember all your facts and then someone goes, oh, and what's your sign? And if you're like, oh shit, am I July? That's
yeah. Yeah, but like that bouncer's got to know quite a bit,
but the bouncer could just tell if you blow it. You know what
I
mean?
That's
true. I think you could probably pass the test if you just answer confidently no matter what.
Yeah.
So just all you young kids with your fake IDs out there, just say Sagittarius.
Not if I'm checking IDs. I'll be looking at those dates.
Yes, exactly. Be like,
unless, of course, Lisa is checking IDs.
Which I've never done once in my life.
Not if I can help it. I'm going to keep these underage kids out of other people's bars. What a weird hill to die on.
That would be just like a funny initiative where it's like teaching bouncers astrology so they can better check IDs.
All right, do they have pointy cheekbones? Like, what do you think the rising sign is?
All right, gather around, college bar bouncers. We have to go over some stuff here. You guys are familiar with what... wait, I don't even know. I couldn't
Aquarius,
squeeze a fake term in there.
Aquarius, actually not a water sign. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, that was big news for me. I learned that from you guys. That was huge for me because I always considered myself a waterman. And to find out that I'm an air sign and
you're the water carrier.
Mm-hmm. I'm a water carrier.
I did listen. I heard this.
You're telling me.
You seem to carry a lot of water.
I agree. I just walk away sloshing.
I heard this on another podcast about astrology that they were talking about that there is some like deep astrology things where they're like, is Aquarius like a secret fourth water sign?
Wow.
But I'm like, no, it's not. But I think
the podcast doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
But like thinking about it as like you are a vessel for like carrying at a distance, if water represents like emotion or more like complex, deep feelings and thoughts, I think that's a very Aquarian trait of like being able to like put into compartmentalize
Interesting.
That which is that's maybe what free is. Flowing in other people. Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I've never thought of it like that.
It makes a lot of sense with your wife being a Scorpio too, mm-hmm. because it's like you can handle all the emotions and all the deep stuff and
oh,
the
oh yeah.
Because
intensity.
you have that vessel because you can keep it at like a distance too. And it's also like a transmuting of it too, where it's like taking to this and then like pouring out to another thing, you know?
Oh, shit.
That's
dude.
Hot.
Yeah, I don't fully get it, but it is hot. I got from that is, that was fucking hot. Yeah. But that's so true. I never thought about that because we always joke that I'm like built to be married to Tiffany because she's like so intense. Mm-hmm. And good intense and bad intense, and I can handle all of her levels of intensity. She's just got like volume, contrast, and brightness at 100 all the time, depending on what if she comes home positive, happy from work, where it's a fucking... But yeah, I can really handle that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. She's the water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're both water, then it's just like a bunch of... It's all going back at each
shit,
other, and there's
dude,
nowhere for it to...
Dude.
Yeah. 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 Wild. But to answer your original question, yes. I think everybody like kind of finds out somehow through like a magazine or something like that where, you know, I think everyone is at least to a certain degree curious about themselves. So anytime you see like in kind of like quiz form or something where it's like, oh, what's my thing called? Like, what's my symbol? What's
right,
my,
yeah.
that kind of thing. And then
what color, you know, which Saved by the Bell character am I?
Yeah.
You know, like that's like BuzzFeed
yeah.
has like monetized your horoscope.
The
like
kinds.
They can just keep narrow. It's like, which episode of The Sopranos are you? You're like, what? Why do I need this info?
I just started thinking, I'm like, what episode am I?
I was like, I hope I'm the one where the grandma dies. I hate her.
I'm the one where that Vito sucks the dude off.
My initial instinct was the one where they make fun of Uncle Junior for eating pussy.
Oh, yes.
All right. I would always like sneak whenever I would go to like a bookstore. My parents are big readers, not to brag, but I would always sneak
off. We can
off.
Tell. You carry yourself like you're the daughter of readers.
Readers. There was a lot of books around me growing up, but I would always like sneak off and find an astrology book and like secret read it and be like, oh, I got to see like dark side astrology. Like, oh, what's the, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, because that was going to be my next question. When did you take it up that next level that got you to where you are at WIS? But that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I think that,
books.
And then I worked for someone who was like, the first time I heard Mercury retrograde before, now I feel like everybody's like tossing it around, but this was like 10 years ago. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, there's so much more. And then you just go down wormhole after wormhole and just
anything like
up.
That where you can like, you know, it is weirdly kind of like, and I hate to be so, you know, gender divided, but it is sort of like sports in that way where it's like the more info you get, the more enjoyment you can get out of it. And
totally.
It's sort of like, fuck, dude. And it's like, now I know so much about other teams or other signs. Because
yeah.
you said something where you were like, everyone sort of cares about what they are. But being on your podcast and listening to you guys talk about it, the way you guys like flip it and put it out, because like that's the maybe part of the reason why hearing about astrology is such a turnoff is because it is someone often talking about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's the front. And I mean, if you want to get me into something, the trick is invite me to your house, have three women just talk to you about you for
yeah.
an hour. And
yeah,
then
and
I leave
like,
and
oh,
I'm like, I love astrology.
It's so interesting.
Well, I definitely used to sneak off and read the book too, but mm-hmm. it's like, especially in that scenario when you're in like a Barnes and Noble and you're like, you feel like you're getting away with something because
yeah.
you're only reading your page.
Right.
So you're like, I got everything I wanted out of this book. That's
now
$20 and
this
I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. That is true because it'd always be like $30 and you're
yeah.
like,
yeah,
mom's not
like
going to go for this
like,
one.
Textbook tone.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So like, yeah, but I think for me, I like getting deeper into it was actually more on the podcast and like learning more while doing it. So
yeah, it was the same. Like my mom always had astrology books out. She's a Virgo. She planned me and my brothers, we're both Taurus. She didn't want to be pregnant in the summer and she wanted another earth sign. So was like deeply involved as
oh,
a kid.
Shit, you were sort of born into it.
I was kind of programmed. Yeah, I was supposed to be I was due as an Aries though. So she was like freaked. And then my brother was due as a Gemini, but then we met in the Taurus middle. But then, so I always knew like the basic traits of my sun sign. I always knew as a Taurus and then, yeah, mainly the podcast helped me learn more about, I knew a lot about the other planets, but not really much about how they were in other signs besides my own. Like, I knew a lot about my chart, and I could look at that and be like, okay, this Mercury, my placement means this. But when you have to meet other people, it's such a good, and we've talked about this in our podcast, it's such a good science if you do it in, like, a social science perspective and just right. meet more people in, like, a very, like, Kinsey without the fucking sort of vibe.
Right, yeah. You sort of yeah. just keep anecdotally adding to your list of yeah. like,
you're like, hey,
oh,
what's
so
your sign and okay. how do you fuck?
Yeah. yeah.
What's your sign? Let me see your genitals.
Well, and then
perfect. Scorpio, right?
And then I don't know what you follow on the internet, but like right now we are definitely an astrology boom. Like
yes.
it is definitely an
it's
astrology
blown
boom.
Up. And I don't, I think maybe partially because like we're in a female boom, you know, or like
the future is female.
Yeah,
I guess
we're supposed like we're we should be doing better about that. So I think when astrology comes up, no one's gonna shit all over it now.
Yeah.
I mean, no person would openly be like
people do.
I mean, yeah,
people,
no, I'm sure they
people
do.
Definitely still do.
I mean, people shit on everything. They shit on Star Wars because it's like it ruined it for them. But it's a fucking kids movie, and these are 40-year-old men who are complaining
yeah.
about it. So it's like people are yeah. fucked up. Yeah, people yeah, attach yeah. themselves to too much stuff. But. About going back to I like that idea of like using it as a social science where you're sort of like the more people you meet helps you kind of color in the lines even more of like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, you know what? Now I know, yes, it's anecdotal. I know 12 Scorpios, but 10 of them do exhibit this trait or have said to me they feel this way. Mm-hmm. Now that is an interesting coincidence.
Well, it
yeah.
depends what you yeah. use it for too. Yes. Like I just know that like my Scorpio friends are probably gonna bitch about work longer than my other friends. And sometimes you just have to like, they love work. They love being good at what they're doing and they don't want to fail. They don't want to be in last place. And if they have a bad day at work, they want to bitch about it forever. And then
oh
you
my
just.
Oh God, this is like.
And then you.
I should be on the couch.
And then, but instead of saying, okay, fuck off, I get it, like, and rushing them, just go, I see you, I hear you, yes, okay. Like check your watch in peace and like just let it rip. Where some people yeah. you can some other signs I feel like you can tell like, hey, can you shut the fuck up already by now? And they're like, oh yeah, sorry, I was talking too long.
Well, it's because
not
Scorpios
a Scorpio.
Want to get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. Like they want to know why it was a bad day too. So it's like collecting all of the evidence and all of the things that all of the like minutia that led to that bad led up to that and led past it and what it
like if Kathy didn't do this last week
yeah.
then
and
this
then
day.
And then are you is that like is it a Scorpio trait to like you know hash this out with a group of people, like several different people, like, oh, I'm talking to Julia about how shitty my work day is. And then separately, I'm also texting Stevie and being like, this is how shitty. Am I getting everyone's input on it?
I think so.
Yes. And they're going to yeah. reveal certain information to other people too, mm-hmm. depending on what response they want. Guaranteed.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. So
they know this too. They're not like yeah. this isn't like, they're not like, oh, my secret. It's like, fuck, everyone knows my secret.
Oh, that's awesome. As you all know, I'm an LA douche. So that means I live in LA. I drive places. Who has time for books? I used to read all the time on the subway, but I lost that when I left New York and I miss the input of books. But Audible has got the hookup because there's no better place to listen. Audible members get more exclusive audio fitness programs, audiobooks, Audible Originals, and more. They have the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made for members. I'm sure I've talked about this on here before, but The Friedkin Connection, William Friedkin's memoirs, was a fantastic audiobook to listen to. He's a very interesting character with a wonderful voice, and he's, you know, in my top 10 directors, maybe top 15, so it was really great to hear his POV. And the book itself is a great read, but it's being read by William Friedkin himself. And here's the thing about audiobooks. You can listen to them while you're doing other things. Not like, you know, surgery or something like that, because you don't want to get lost in the prose and then accidentally leave scissors inside of a stranger. I'm talking about, as I'm sure if you're a listener to this podcast, you've heard me brag that I've recently started running. That's been huge for me. But It really has. And running is made so much easier for me by audiobooks. I know a lot of people are like, I like to listen to music when I run because I get the rhythm, I get the beat. But I'm not running to any rhythm. I'm just trying to survive. So for me, audiobooks are nice like that. Or in a long evening dog walk when the sun's setting, throw on an audiobook, throw on one of my number of fantasy novels I have saved on my phone, and just start listening. Guys, do yourself a favor. Go to audible.com/mighty or text mighty to 500-500 to get started. Go to audible.com/mighty or text mighty to 500-500 to get started. It's totally worth it. You get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. So do yourself a favor and go to audible.com/mighty. We keep talking about these other things other than our sun signs. Can mm-hmm. we do like a astrology 101 or astrology intro zero level class?
Yeah.
To just sort of explain what that stuff means. Like when you say chart, you're talking about a natal chart, like when you're born, the day, yes. the time, and the year you're born.
When you're born, your natal chart is a picture of what the sky looked like when you were born. So it's where every planet was at the time of your birth, plus you have what's called your rising sign, which is where the sun where the sun was when you were born. So it creates like the horizon line of your circular chart, which then that also sets up what's called your house system, which is like theoretical points. It's not an actual like star or planet or anything like that, but that sets up like the specific categories of life. So each house system has a area of life that it represents. So your rising sign is always on the cusp of your first house.
So your rising sign will be on the left of your chart, mm-hmm. and then you'll see the planetary placements all around the circle and lines drawn between them, which create different angles, which denote how the planets interact with one another in your natal chart. If you look at an astrological, I can't speak, chart, I like to think of the inner circle on it as like where the baby would be lying, and then like all of the lines and stuff and planets above.
Oh.
And if you can kind of like artistically do that in your mind, I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you also like, if you're into like, I love geography and maps and like cartography and like shit like that. So if you like that kind of stuff, I think it's just fun to look at beyond astrology, because you really, it's a map essentially. And if you get like those stargazing apps too, like when you hear like, oh, you can really see Venus tonight, if you take up that stargazing app and point it, you can see what constellation it's in, and that's like, oh well, Venus is in Leo tonight, like we can see it. And so technically that would be your, for any baby born that minute, that moment, yeah. their mm-hmm. Venus is in Leo.
Yeah. And you have, so you have a sign for every planet, but you don't necessarily have a planet in every sign. So you can have more than one. You can have your sun and your Mars and your Venus in Scorpio.
Okay.
Or they can be in different signs. It just depends on where they are and when you're born.
And the planets affect different, according to this, the planets affect different portions of your persona. Or your persona.
Yes. Yeah. Certain yes. ones are closer to Earth. Those ones will be more likely to affect your personality. The further away ones obviously take longer to move
right.
around the sun. So those are more generational groups of people that have specific traits of this.
Your Gen Xers, your yeah. millennials, like we'll all have those same like Neptune, Saturn, Pluto, all those
right,
far away guys.
Because they don't move that much.
They move slow as fuck.
They don't move that much in the course of X amount of years.
Right.
So within 8 years, we all might have Pluto in our blank house.
Yeah, yes. We all probably do. We all probably have Scorpio. Yeah, Pluto Scorpio.
But I mean, we talked about this on the podcast with something even like a generational planet. You can see like the difference. Like all of those Parkland kids all have their Pluto in Sagittarius, I think, which is about like philosophy and out like bigger thinking and that sort of thing. So it's like these kids are actually like going out and like showing up for things.
And all their Saturns and Uranuses, love that, is in Uranus, are in Aquarius, where all of ours are most likely in Capricorn. Yours mm-hmm. might be, you guys might be Sag too.
Sag.
But they're all like Aquarius, which is all about like, Capricorns like love following the rules and like we want to be happy and we want to do these things, but we're also going to probably follow a straight line
within
at the end of the day.
Within,
but Aquarians are like, yeah. fuck the structure. And that's like these next group of kids who are actually like showing up and fucking protesting and like doing the damn thing. While we kind of like like failed them like but in many ways
set up the but we set up the stairs for them to climb.
True
And our stuff is all about like sexuality, so if it's you know LGBTQ stuff or if it's all of the women's issues, all the sexual assault stuff that's happening now, like that all makes sense for that being an important issue to like this generation and that being kind of like the focus. I think before that it was Libra, which I think was more about like relationships like that, and you think about that, it's like all of those people who mostly were like children of divorce, that was like a huge boom happening, so people kind of re-establishing what they think about partnerships, what that means, is marriage for me, what's our concept of that. So yeah,
another cool one too we talked about in our episode, if you listen to our podcast, we have a episode about each planet, so you can really like deep delve into each one, and then it's kind of like a learning course, and then as we get closer then we have guests and do more fun stuff and like branch out. But Neptune I thought was super cool because that one was talked about being about fashion, and also you can see the different fashion changes based on like the Neptune placements. Like I think the Roaring 20s was Leo, which is all like fancy and tassels, and then the 90s was Capricorn, so it was all like totalitarian and minimal and heroin chic. And it was like it's like very,
and now it's Pisces, right? And that's why it's all like rainbow hair,
yeah, and like mermaids and fish and like Insta thoughts and mural walls,
and short shorts and side boobs
and C-punk and like all that fun stuff. So
wait, what's C-punk?
C-punk. I feel like C-punk was mainly popular in like 2009,
10. I'm thinking beach goth when you're saying that. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's like you usually have like aquamarine hair and you're really into mermaids and really into like that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's kind of like bronies, but like, but for mermaids.
Well, that's another fun thing about astrology then, is now we're looking at it rather than we were talking about looking at it on an anecdotal level of like my 10 friends like this. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at it on like a cultural level and like, cultural phenomenons being attached to that, which is really interesting.
Yeah, where it's like not everybody is gonna subscribe to that. Not everybody dresses, you know, changes their style every so many years. Yeah, but when exactly.
At least not yet.
Yeah, but when you see, I know we'll see. There's still a few years left in Pisces.
We're all gonna get gills.
Yeah, but you can see just like kind of like that's energetically people are like wanting to access something more like that. So it's like every trends trickle down and that sort of thing, but people who have maybe a strong Neptune placement are likely to be in a creative field because Neptune rules creativity and all of that sort of stuff, imagination. So like if those are the people setting the trends and they have a strong Neptune placement, it makes sense that they would then.
Didn't you say, or one of you said something about Bob Dylan having a strong Neptune
where that's so that's in a so there's other like theoretical points on your like your natal chart. One of those is your midheaven, which we just did a episode on that. If you're like whatever planet is like closest to that point, which is like the straight line,
top.
Yeah, but I'm like, what's that called when you're like dividing a circle? I don't remember
the y-axis.
Y control you. Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Wait, who is that? Let me Google her.
She sounds like a Scorpio. No, but so whatever planet is like closest to that will likely, your midheaven is kind of like your public persona and is likely linked to your career. So if you have a planet that's close to that, it usually will indicate like the direction of your career.
Interesting.
So Bob Dylan has Neptune closest to his midheaven. I forgot what sign it's in because that also would like influence it. But I was reading one of these like real specific. There's like all of these astrology articles where it was like, this guy called Bob Dylan's mom, like had to hunt her down to get his birth time because they were like, there had been speculation about why it was, but we didn't have his exact birth time. But I had a theory that Neptune was going to be close to his midheaven. So I tracked down his mom and she was actually really, really open
to
talking. Yeah, this was like not, I don't think this was in any time recently, but there's like all these kinds of, when you get into like real like serious astrology websites that aren't, a lot of them are more even like aesthetically set up for people to be like learning or to be a little more fun and a little more like the optics of astrology, like the aesthetic that is like being a witch, like that kind of stuff,
the
like
stars.
Yeah, that sort of thing, which is problematic for some people, but Anyways, when you get into like the real serious ones, it's like those kinds of.
Oh, and some of the websites are bad.
Oh yeah, a lot
like,
of them.
They like don't know how to do web design at all. So yes. You're like having to dig through and figure out at the same time, like how do I navigate your site? Like,
right, because knowing astrology well does not necessarily translate to like C++ programming.
And no. A lot of them are older people who are like they wrote books, but they don't know how to use the internet.
Yes,
right.
A lot of self-published things, those kinds of books. To a lot of like very small publishing houses, but it's because it's like who's into that esoteric of astrology, and I'm like we are.
But so there's like some deep like just like any hobby or any thing that's on the internet. There's like some people that are super deep and they have gone like natal charts on big time celebrities.
There's
and stuff.
So many. You can find it like
type any celebrity NA and the first thing that comes up is natal chart
for sure. Well, and there's things like that where it's like okay, there are a lot of celebrities who have what Lisa was talking about, like the angles of how planets interact with each other. A lot of people have like a grand trine of something, which means like all of these parts of your personality essentially like work together to make you extremely lucky. Like those things where it's like
and then
a
you
lot
can
of
map
these,
that on however
yeah,
many
where
people
like
have
these
that trine.
Kinds of people have had trines and they are like big. And it's like, of course there's also other people who aren't super successful or whatever that I'm sure have those too. But, but then,
and yes, we understand that we study the celebrities charts more than the average
other people.
We get it.
But, yeah. But it's like, oh, there's a trend within people, even if they don't have the same sign, they have the same like kinds of formations in there. So it doesn't matter if you, so to like say to someone hater types who are like, oh, all, so it means all Geminis are going to be famous. And it's like, no, it just means that if a bunch of parts of your personality are really complementary to each other, like likely you are like the type of person that could be super successful
right,
and
but
famous.
Then you,
and
yeah,
that,
then
like,
you also have to pursue that as well. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm sure
exactly.
There's some people who line up that are all their personalities firing on all trines, and then when you go to see them at like the hospital that they work at, you're like, there's something magnificent about this person.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about them.
Exactly.
But they are a nurse.
Or it's like, they learned this. They were so, they had such immediate aptitude for whatever it is they were doing. And that's because that, you know, it's all there, nothing's conflicting. So you're just like an open vessel to learn or whatever. Or,
yeah. Like the best dairy stalker at a grocery store,
you know? Turns all the labels, double check, never expired milk on the shelf.
My like instant image in my mind was like a dairy bandit, like a stalker. Like
said dairy stalker. I heard dairy stalker.
Yeah.
Like someone stalking and I'm like, whoa, that's super specific.
I was thinking of a specific person too. So like pretty bad stuff.
The person who followed me into the milk aisle. Sir, leave me alone. I'm the dairy stalker.
We'll do natal chart readings for our listeners or whoever emails us, I guess, and you know, and commit. As we do, you know,
we're trying
to support ourselves, but. It's interesting to see some of these people's charts and be like, yo, you have like a lot of power. You could like lead the troops. You know what I mean? But also, but if you're really like have a knack for science and that's the route you went, no shame. Like that's your life. But you can tap into that if you wanted to. And also our natal charts are we're born with them and we'll die with them. So these parts of your life, you might not access that until you're 50. You might not access that. Maybe you access that when you're a teen. Like it's. If some parts of your chart you don't relate to right now, it might have already passed or it might be coming up. So, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a lot of like maybe excuses, but like, it's possible.
Well, and that's what, I mean, on that, I don't remember if we talked about this with you, but on that Netflix thing explained, it's like they do little like short things on different subjects. They have one on like tattoos. They have one on monogamy and other stuff, but it's more about like fringe things, I guess. But they
There's
do
like
one
an
on
ASMR one.
Yeah,
right?
They do one on astrology, and they talk about when kind of like the split between science, like astrology and astronomy, happened.
On, back up. Monogamy is fringe.
It's on. Yeah, they do a thing about polyamory.
It's fucking hard. That's
they
why.
Do. They talk about they not monogamy itself, but like non-monog. Like
okay,
that's
okay,
like
okay.
The
the sort of like anti-monogamy.
Yes, exactly.
Movement.
So it would be talking about other alternatives.
Like
monogamy.
Every once in a while, an article comes out, and you're like, you know, actually, cavemen all fucked different. You know, it's always like, in fact, what fucking sleazebag is like writing these articles to be like, well, according to science, I'm actually supposed to fuck my coworkers. You know?
Science.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. But they talk about kind of like when the shift happened between it all kind of being one thing. And it was when the scientific method became the way that you determine if something is fact or science or not. And with something like astrology, there's like no way you could do it. There's so many variables. There's no way you
because
could do
is,
a thing.
It,
like
it's off Austin. Blah, blah, blah. Also subjective, where you'd be like, well, is Stevie a good leader? And, you know, like, how does Stevie feel about that? What does everyone else say about it? What does the people who are following her would say about that? And then it's like, now we have to get a consensus on whether or not she's a good leader. And does that line up with her natal chart? And
that's
like,
only that's one part of her chart.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will sit here and say, no, please take the lead and I will help clean up whatever mess is behind you. Please don't put me in charge.
So it's like, it makes sense given like the logic behind how you test if things are true or not. But also it's like, just because there's too many variables doesn't mean that it's also not like it's untestable. It's not still like scientific in basis even.
Back to football. I talked about this on our podcast too, but the Malcolm Gladwell episode this season about the burden of proof and like people with brain injuries because of football, and like they cannot scientifically say that it's because of football,
right?
Because the male lifespan is 75 years or something, so they have to wait to like study what happens for 75 years to say. But we all know that football like causes brain injuries. It's not like there's no question about it, but it's like that where it's like. So science can also be limiting in some ways, like that kind of scientific method is.
Well, that's
not
why
always...
like hypotheses have to like lead the way on some of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I also feel like astrology suffers a lot from confirmation bias, right?
Sure.
Like we
sure,
just all need because like I remember even when we were doing my chart, anything that like I would lock onto would be something that I believe to be true about myself.
Right? Yeah.
And I feel like you would want like if you were gonna read my chart again, like. I mean, I'm pitching an episode idea to you guys, but have someone on, have their partner on, have a coworker on, have their mom on, have
everything.
Then I'd be like, well, actually, you are kind of a prick about this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, there are things that, I mean, I think that we've all found in our own charts, even from doing it, where I'm like, ooh, I don't like this part of my chart or whatever. Like, I'm like, ooh, this is like a less likable part. And I think that's why it's also like sun sign is the thing that people know the most because one, it's the easiest just to know without knowing any other information about it. But also it is the sun sign is kind of like your best like it's like the most like you. It's like when you're your best, the part that I think that people identify with the most. So it's like, yeah, of course. But also even if it's not astrology, like looking at negative traits in yourself is difficult no matter what lens you're looking through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like even like medical.
Yeah,
like if
exactly.
the doctor's people, like, hey, this is what's wrong with you. You're like,
even something
like, I'm not
second
overweight.
Opinion.
Yeah. Well, like even something like if you're allergic to something or like that, where you're like, oh, I can't be that.
Gluten
I can't
intolerant.
Yeah, right. I can't have that thing. That's for someone like I don't, because you don't like how that sounds. But I don't know. I mean, I was going to say something after
We were talking confirmation bias, football.
Well, I was just thinking when we do these readings, it feels really vulnerable because we don't see, like, I don't know what these people look like. I don't know how, like, I mean, we just know, like, how old they are, and that's it. And then we're sending off, like, basically reading their life and saying, like, well, you're probably like this, or this is like this. And also, like, side note, if you're not relating to any of this, maybe there's something you're like, it's all here, and maybe it's something you're suppressing. Not to be shady, not to be your mom, but like, it is. I mean, it's different when someone's sitting here and like you're looking them in the face and being like, so are you like this?
Right,
and
yeah,
it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
do do you fuck?
I do think anyone that,
out of breath.
I think that anyone that would ask or like email us to read their chart wouldn't be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I give you money and you fucking prove me
or
wrong?
Prove
you know what I mean?
I'm sure there'll be one day. Like
that's
maybe
I'm
well,
sure.
That's
yeah, well,
fine.
Well, I wonder what that is, because it is hard to hear faults, and that's probably a drawback of astrology too, is that like when you hear your own fault, you're like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't want to be reminded of this shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's something, I just remember what I was going to say about the confirmation bias, that I think the difference with that too is like what you use astrology for, right, as opposed to what we use scientific experimental things for, where it's like, yeah, in a medical situation, I want to know that the scientific method was used to like get some more facts on the medicine you're about to administer.
Right.
When we're talking about like how's the best to handle this argument at work, like is this a good day to ask for a raise? That it's more like, well, I mean, I want any, like the scientific method in that isn't probably going to work because it's like how, like what facts are you measuring there?
Right,
where
yeah,
it's more
no
like, oh, you mean like unseen vibes? That's the kind of shit I want when I'm thinking about that kind of thing, where it's like, this isn't a scientific encounter.
Mm-hmm. I use astrology to diagnose people medically.
I did read, I told you about that book that I started reading, and she said something about like, it was getting into like real medical astrology stuff. And that's where I'm like, ooh, like it probably is right, but I'm also like, ooh, I don't know if I'm ready to like have that part of my mind exploded yet.
Yeah, I don't want
like,
to buy into this.
Yeah,
just
where it's
yet.
Like, if you get, yeah.
Well, you do have like, I mean, the signs are ruled by a certain body part, so it does, you know, looking into your chart can tell you specific things maybe to be aware of with your doctor. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, we're ruled by me and Lisa are both Taurus. We're ruled by the throat. I mean, a lot of women sometimes have thyroid things and like, you know, I mean, it's a good, just also these things are all just good reminders. Like even if they're not facts and set in stone, it's like, yeah, I should probably get like things checked out every
your feet and ankles.
My feet and ankles for Aquarius? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my feet and ankles are suffering because I'm carrying a lot of water. I'm carrying a lot.
But that makes sense. Like, again, I mean, they all make sense if you think about them like in the holistic sense of like not necessarily like, oh, all Aquariuses have weak ankles.
Right.
But the ankles are a bunch of small, like it's a bunch of small bones, and they're also like real supportive of stuff, and it's not necessarily something that you're thinking, it's not like a big main structure, it's like minute details that also can have a big impact on the rest of your body. Same with like your feet are a bunch of little bones, and Aquarius is all about like getting as deep and as esoteric and specific as possible. So it's like, yeah, if you break your toe, maybe it's just one little bone, but then you're gonna walk weird, and then you're gonna tilt your hip or whatever, so
it's
like
very D&D.
Yeah, little things matter even in your health.
Yeah, that makes total. You guys have said something that made me want to ask this question. How has getting into astrology affected your in a way where you're going like, drop it, you know, like in a way where you're not proud of how much, like. Mm-hmm. You guys are all in relationships.
Yes.
Like, does that come into play? How do partners feel about this?
Well, my boyfriend comes from a religious background, so he's super like scared of like those kind of structures and not. But he's open to it. I think for me, mostly like this podcast has made me feel like I have to be accountable to some of the things that I talk about. Like, I can't just be like, here's an episode about Mercury retrograde and then do whatever the fuck I want during Mercury retrograde.
Right. So, if you're going to say, you've got to like at least take your own medicine.
Right. Yes. And I think having like followers and fans of that, I feel like I have to be accountable to them. And it has helped me a lot. Like, it's helped me find better structure and recognizing patterns, which is something I really like to do, and cycles, and being like, this is a good time to rest. Figuring out when's a good time to rest, figuring out when you really need to do the work, figuring out when you need to send out all those emails that you don't want to send, or when it's not a good time to do that.
Right.
And kind of reading those things has really helped me.
So it's sort of like being when you start teaching something, you like learn it again in a different way. Where you're like, now I remember when I was teaching improv, I was like, oh, I can't in this show tonight do the shit that I'm like, I do all the time, because students of mine that I've told over and over again not to do blank are here. I got to like step it up and do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is like kind of changed my life in that way, where I'm like, oh, this is a good time to follow up on all that stuff for my trip. This is a good time to like do this, because everyone needs structure. So it doesn't even matter if it comes in the form of planets. It doesn't matter if you're all wrong. And,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. As long as you're like, this is a time to rest. This is a time to bust my ass.
Yeah.
As long as that's working out for you healthily, it doesn't matter if you're completely off by your chart.
Totally. Exactly. Yeah. It's like perfect. It's something that's set up for me. That like it just helps me.
Yeah, I think whenever you're using it for like good, quote unquote good, it's
I feel like you hear mostly people using it for bad because like you hear the Mercury in retrograde, which you guys explained to me was like about miscommunications and communications not going the way you want them to go or whatever, mm-hmm. which I thought was really interesting. But I think a lot of people are like, oh, we broke up because he was blank, or I don't get along with my boss because they're blank and I'm blank or whatever.
I think anytime. Just kind of piggybacking on what Lisa's saying, because I agree with that. I feel like the same thing in my own relationship. I don't know my boyfriend's rising sign. So also that's why I'm like, I feel like I'm not an authority on, I can't be an authority on your chart until we get your birth time, but we won't, his mom won't give us his birth time because she knows it's for witchcraft.
And I joked that you guys were the craft and now my partner's religious. He won't talk to me about it. Or my boyfriend's mom won't talk to me. My name is Stevie. I'm a literal witch.
I forgot that his mom was coming over and I left out like a book that literally is called Inner Witch.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh no, already. I'm like, already. Like, there's already crystals on the table.
I had to
like,
sneak by astrology books in Ojai with Scott's parents.
Yeah.
But and they gave me a Jesus book at the end of the trip.
Oh no. I guess you didn't sneak that much.
And then they signed it to Lisa, your favorite Capricorn. Yeah. Jesus. Love dude, God.
Let's do Jesus' birth sign if he was born exactly on December 25th.
Well, it makes sense. But I think it's anytime you use it as a way to like take better personal responsibility, because mm-hmm. I think it's a way to if it's like an excuse for someone's behavior or an excuse for why something didn't work out, it's like not using it correctly, because it's more about like what Lisa's saying, like, okay, this maybe isn't a fertile time for putting energy out, but that doesn't mean like, but then it means that it's your job to like take care of yourself accordingly or to remember that there will be
a fertile time.
Yeah. Or to remember that, okay, if I feel like getting in an argument today, maybe it's time for me to like, okay, sit with being uncomfortable instead of popping off, because I know that everybody else is kind of on edge or that like it's likely to not work in my favor. Mm-hmm. So it's more about like weather. Where it's like, yeah, you could wear whatever you want on any day, but if you check the weather and you find out it's going to be really hot, wearing a sweatsuit is probably a bad idea.
Right.
It's not.
Will
the
you
sun.
Die?
Yeah, no. or it's not like, oh, I'm sweating because it's 105 degrees. Like that's the same thing where it's like, yeah. So why didn't you wear something appropriate?
Right.
You get a cheat code. Like I think those things of like. When I mean, we all feel this sometimes where you're like, is everybody acting like a dick today? And I think sometimes with astrology, it's like, well, yeah, like the moon is squaring off with Mars today. And it's like, is that an excuse for people? No, but can you yourself recognize that? Do you want to waste the energy of fighting with people who are all ready to fight? Because what's the fucking point? I mean, I don't know if you felt this yesterday, Gabrus, but it was full moon in Aries, which we're both Aries moon. So I thought of you before we came here.
He just
did prayer hands. And I was just like,
I did not know that, but I felt such a kinship when you told me. I almost looked at you guys like, well, sorry. And I was like, no, make that pause. And I don't know why. I was like, well,
we had this. Sorry, you guys wouldn't get it. You're not Aries moons.
We felt that Ram energy. And I was like, okay, I know that, you know, full moons, high energy time. It's a lot of like fuck, like completions, burn it down. What's going on? And also like everyone like I've been talking to like with job things or work things or whatever has been such a dick. And I'm like, water off a duck's back. Like I can keep it like everyone is going to be annoying until like, I think tomorrow.
Because it's the other, it's like the other, the squares,
like a Uranus,
Saturn is in the mix too, which is like a lot of competitive energy. But
I think too, it's like sometimes when you see, and I'm back and forth on horoscopes too, because sometimes they are just people writing them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. And a lot are not things.
But when I see a thing that's like, today might be difficult, and I'll like try to be extra nice to everyone because it's like, okay, like set yourself up because today might be difficult. So text out your friends and tell them that, that you love them because later you might want to fucking complain to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying now also, and I hate to keep comparing astrology to religion. I'm sure religious people and astrological people hate that.
We're in those charts on iTunes. We're in the spirituality and religion section. So with all the other, with Joel Osteen. Yeah.
Very similar. Yes. But it is like that thing of like, if your religion just makes you wake up in the morning and just be nicer to the people that you interact with throughout the day, then fuck, that is a good religion. If you take your astrology and go, today's going to be rough for some people, I'm just going to make sure I'm putting out good vibes throughout the day. Mm-hmm. That or... Oh man,
and
I'm not feeling good today.
So it's hard for me to do.
We've completely gotten to that point. I've been known to have bitchy tendencies, and then the second beat was something like, "Well, yeah, I'm a little bit of," and now you're just like, "I'm a bitch." Yes. I work as a bouncer now.
But it's true. I mean, also like, there's gonna be. I think my pet peeve in astrology is just people like. Some people are really deep in it and read everything and know all the transits and they're like, they're super hip to this app. And some people just like the fun memes and it's a fun way to like joke with your friends. And it's like, I just hate snobs in any subject. So like, I think with us is like, we're a snob free zone. We're all learning together. Should you like, you know, if Mercury's retrograde, but you're going to close on your house. Did you go, fuck it, I can't close my house. It's like, no. Duh, like you have something to do, but if you have the option to not do it that day, then maybe wait. Like it's all these things of like, don't harm yourself because life's going to happen through astrology also.
Yes. One, it's for the purposes of living your life. It's not for not doing. It's not for like being scared to do things or not or stopping things because they're happening. It's just, again, like the way to navigate the best through whatever you're facing at that time. And kind of like you were saying too, like of knowing that this is going to pass where it's like, all right, today I'm just going to be uncomfortable probably. Like, and that's okay. Like, so don't try to like avoid it or whatever. Just be like, all right.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense.
I think it's like very helpful for like, as a like depression anxiety girl, just of like having some reassurance. I mean, alongside with like, you know, like everyone should do therapy and medicine or whatever works for you. But like just of knowing like, oh, like sad days are literally fine. Like that is okay. Oh, this week or whatever is not a productive one. It's almost like a few, like in some ways where it's like, it's not to be taken as an excuse, but it's nice to know like, oh yeah, like sometimes we're not at 110%.
But if all you take away from that is like, according to the moon, I'm having a bad week. Well, that explains, oh, good. That takes a little pressure off how shitty I feel. And then maybe the next time you look at it, you're like, oh, according to the moon, I'm supposed to have a good week.
Yeah.
And you're not mad at yourself for not having a good week. Yes. As long as you're like, well, then let's have a good week. Mm-hmm. I think then you're wielding it positively.
I think you can do it the other way, too. And that's where it gets dangerous, where you're like, it's supposed to be a bad week. So fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything.
So you just like initiate a fight with a partner or a coworker.
That's not
like,
what it's for.
I think it's supposed to be like a perfect balance of like, personal responsibility but also like humility and knowing that there are things bigger than you at play. So I think that sometimes gives comfort but also takes some of the like self-loathing, like even if you're trying really hard but it's just like not in the planets right now, like then it's also not like, oh, you're not like a piece of shit, just nothing, that energy isn't working right now. But it doesn't mean that like you shouldn't still keep working or like hang in there until you can. So it's like both you can do something but also sometimes like you can't.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's better to like gather up your research and then record your thing rather than like feel like, fuck, I have to do this today. It's like if you, it's just like, it's helpful with scheduling essentially. Yeah. I mean, we're about to go into a Venus retrograde too, which is all about like appearance and looks and all those things. So I was like, I'm going to get my hair done before that. Like it's like,
oh, I'm going to get my haircut right after this.
That's
really?
You're fine.
You're fine.
Also like maintenance haircuts are fine. It's more like if you've been thinking about like shaving half your head, wait till November
something.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So no big appearance changes.
Yeah, no cosmetic surgery.
Because you're worried that it won't come out the way you want it to.
If it does, you might not be seeing it like through a clear of a lens.
Yeah, okay.
Even if you look fine, you might be like, ugh. like, I fucking hate this.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, now, short of subscribing to your podcast, which everyone that's listening to this should be doing, what are some other intro to astrology things? Like, should someone get their natal chart done, or should someone, like, is there a website where you could type in, this is my birthday and time,
yeah,
and just sort of see the info and give like a
tons
cursory
of
read?
Yes, there are tons of website chart generators online. Cafe Astrology is a good like intro one, because they give a lot of they will give you like a breakdown of what each thing means. A lot of the more, not like advanced, but
I
ones
like
that
astro.com.
Those ones just don't have as many of the like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little harder to read, but it's more visual chart.
Yeah.
And then we always use the only astrology book you'll ever need by Joanna Martine Woolfolk.
Mm-hmm. Susan Miller also is like,
Miller's great.
You know, the OG.
That's
so
Astrology Zone.
Yeah, she's who you go to read your monthly horoscopes. She's daily.
She's and her daily app is good because it's like 1 to 2 sentences. It's not too much.
Susan's like an OG too. Yeah. She's been around.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But there's also there's tons of like people to follow on Instagram and stuff too that do daily horoscopes and all. There's so much out there.
Linda
it's just,
Goodman, I think, does a lot of compatibility stuff.
Also, I feel like I have to shout out our not all Geminis,
yes,
our friend. She's
Geminis,
she's like the best like astrology meme queen.
Which is actually a great way to like kind of learn about astrology on like a funny
work it backwards from like, okay, I get this joke now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
What does that say about Libra?
Or it's like you'll see a meme and maybe you don't get it at the time, but then you like run into a friend who's that sign and does something up from a meme and you're like, oh my god, you're right, that is such a Pisces thing. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, have I been seeing that it's Libra season?
Yes.
It is Libra.
And what
Libra
does that mean? Because why? And that's also something that and I thought it was like LA specific, but I think it might be more social media, and it's also kind of developing a fan based astrology stuff. But like, I'm starting to hear more and more in Mercury. I know when Mercury's in retrograde, something I never knew previously in my life. But now I also know that it's Leo season. What is that possibly
Libra
mean?
Libra season. You're right, sorry, the first time. I mean, Libra's all about like beauty and appearance, but it's also about justice and balance and like relation. Ooh. Getting a lot like conflict resolution, like coming to compromise and like doing
it's weird
diplomacy.
If you're looking at this on a political, arguably the judicial branch.
I think you had some Libra in your chart, but I can't remember what.
I can't remember anything.
It's somewhere in the report.
It's about, yeah, I mean, it's about like
partnership. And that doesn't have to be relationship. It can be writing partner, a friend that you want to start a business with.
Yeah. I think it's also about like socializing and like not partying, like not
but
like
connecting with
but like being
refined
soirees, like that kind of thing.
It's
like
mingle season, y'all.
It's social butterfly. It's like going to the events, seeing and be seen, and that kind of thing.
Well, we just came from Virgo season, so kind of like, as a contrast, like Virgo's very like do work, son, where Libra's like, cool, I did all my work, time to go out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like you can kind of feel that transition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I'm gonna be conscious of whatever season I'm in going forward.
And then we'll be in Scorpio season right after
Scorpio
that.
Season. Oh. Yeah. I mean, if you think about like the holidays that correspond with it too, where it's like there isn't really a September holiday. We have like the equinox, which is like the celebration of like the harvest has happened. And it's like we're getting ready to like go into dark times, but it's like pretty and fun right now. We're partying. It's the longest night of the year. Like the moon is super bright. So we're all out. You know, we can be out later than normal, you know, socializing. Yeah. But then we go into Scorpio season, which is all about like
Halloween.
Which is Halloween.
Samhain,
of course, is my wife's favorite holiday.
Yes. Of course, because it's all about, you know, dark, taboo, you know, occultish kinds of things. But it's all because Scorpio is all about like mystery.
And it's about being other people too, and like trying on like different skin and like just like going.
There's a fear aspect.
Yeah. Unknown. It's unknown because then we're also getting into like, you know, leaves are falling off, that things are dying. Life going to come back after this season? Like, because you have to let things die before you can see that it, like, of course it will. But
and then
at
it's
that
Sagittarius,
time,
which is like Thanksgiving, all about being gratitude and like expanding your mind and
philosophy.
And also about partying.
yeah, and so it goes on and on.
And then, yeah. Then we, and we
and then there's
going.
A month after that. And there's sort of 12 of them. It's hard to explain.
And then it just keeps going in forever?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think when you think about it that way, where it's like, oh, how do these things transition into each other and all that, like getting out of this idea that like, oh, this is a thing that's supposed to tell people exactly what they're like and all people are like this. It's like, no, it's just like being in touch with the cycle of life that we're all already aware of that's happening, but just being more like noticing the patterns and things like that.
A word I never said before 5 years ago, but now I find myself saying all the time is, I think we're talking vibes.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, and I can't believe I never heard this word. Like I've of course I heard it. I saw the Cyndi Lauper, Jeff Goldblum movie Vibes when I go, but I never say it as much as I say it now. And I feel like,
vibes can, and energy, baby.
Yeah, and like astrology, you can like sort of put under that, and maybe it's accidentally diminutive. I don't mean it that way, but it's like, is it really about vibes? It's really about the feeling you're going through. And
And some people, like, I mean, I think it's
some people vibe with each other. You have a vibe towards this. It's the season to vibe. I'm not vibing with the current season. I'm not vibing with this current situation.
Well, it's like, it's weird. I think getting older, you also realize if you don't vibe with certain people, you don't have to hang out with them. Like, I think when you're in your early 20s, you just hang out with whoever like lived in your dorm or like who was next to you. And like, I think
Who happened to go to the same college to grow up around the block from you.
And then you get a little older and you're like, we have different vibes. Or you just realize these more things. And it sounds like very like, and we're in LA and it sounds holistic and cheesy, but it's like people, what was that one article people have been passing around now that we do feel people's energy?
Other people's energy. But it was definitely foreign study, but I did read it. But you know, I think that's true.
Sometimes I think it's true.
Someone walks into a room with a bad mood, it changes everything. Mm-hmm. Scott, my boyfriend's a bartender and he like experiments with what he puts on the TV. Yeah. And he's like, sometimes I like putting on the news, but like people change in the bar. And like, it's different than sports. Sports is more camaraderie. The news is people get upset.
It's polarizing. Yeah. It's mostly negative.
And, bad vibes.
You know, and where Steve works, like they put on movies and certain ones. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really, you can change a room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can feel when someone has like a good energy. I talk about this all the time, but I used to work on 30 Rock. And when Alec Baldwin would enter a room, I'm not saying good energy, I'm not saying bad energy, because it was depending, but he could change the absolute temperature or vibe in a room because he's
interesting.
He's very powerful person. He's very magnetic personality. Obviously, he's a megastar.
Yeah.
But like, it's being around him in person, he changes the energy in the room. And I'm sure, like, I'm speaking just from that personal experience, but I'm sure big celebrities or big personalities will change the vibe in a room.
Well, that's, I mean, we're in LA, which is, you know, allegedly, like it's not true, surface level, superficial kind of place, but also in something like entertainment, where it's like, why did this person make it over this? If we have a room full of gorgeous people, why is this the person that like gets it? And it's like, it's an unseen, unspoken, it's vibe.
Moxie, baby.
It factor.
Exactly. And so it goes along perfect with astrology, because it's all stuff you can't see, but like, you know it internally, like, you know it subconsciously, you're aware of it, but it's like, it's, you know, it.
The Germans have words for it, I'm sure. It's just like, you know, those.
I think if anybody does not have a word for it, it's Germans.
The Inuit people have a word.
Yes, there we go. There's probably 100 words.
100 words for vibes.
Well, guys, let's send good vibes to you. Yes. What's the name of your podcast? Let's get my listeners to listen to your podcast. It's What's Your Sign? And where can people get it? Wherever they get podcasts.
Yeah, on all the podcast platforms. You can also follow us on Instagram. We make memes also.
Mm-hmm. Join our Facebook group if you want to like talk to other astro heads.
It's very supportive and fun.
Yeah, we, you know, if you have questions, you can email us whatsyoursignpodcast@gmail.com. If you Google us and like astrology podcast, we come up pretty easily.
Right, you'll find it. And when I tweet out this episode, I'll tweet out that information too.
Hell yeah, so baby. We love links.
Hell yeah.
Big link fan over here.
We love links. Vibes and links, baby.
That's our new merch shirt. What was the, I want that Scorpio one from earlier. I'm going to tits and Scorpio. Oh, yeah. Or something. Tits and Scorpio vibes.
Tits and Scorpio.
And vibes and links.
Yes.
Vibes and links is a vibrator and a sausage too. Next time.
Hell yeah.
Keeping it phallic since 1982, Johnny G. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the
thank
podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, shitheads.
Julia, Leah, yeah, thank Lisa, you, and Stevie. Guys, thank you. Also, real quick aside, after meeting you guys after the episode came out, I followed you guys all on Instagram. And most of my friends, you guys use Instagram, I think, the normal level that everyone does. Uh-huh. None of my friends use it as much. And now I feel like I'm way too close. You know what I mean? Like I know way more. Like, I've just been like, oh, yeah, I met them once. But now I'm like completely caught up in your lives.
We're here for your vacations. We're here for your life.
I watch all your stuff.
That's what it's for.
I know. That's totally what it's for. But then I feel like when you guys come over to my house, I'm like, I've actually seen hundreds of pictures.
Oh, you've seen our catalog?
I'm all caught up. And we have to talk off mic about it. I'm pissed. Thank you. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.